AGL Energy is a company with a full-year result to the end of 2017 today. Now, it was better than the markets had expected and better than their own previously guided underlying earnings. They saw an increase coming through an underlying profit after tax of 14.4%, and that came in at $802 million. If you have a look at how they came through with this solid result, well, this time last year, we were still working through the fact that they decided to move out of their gas exploration business. So that was out of the numbers this time. So they were a bit more positive. They've also seen a big increase coming through from their wholesale electricity prices that they've been able to pass on. Some of their margins were a little bit squeezed, but they'd already told the market that they were going to see margin squeeze, especially in their gas margins out of Queensland. That is starting to work through in their business at present, but still maybe a bit of pressure for some time. Now, they did announce today that they have chosen Point Crib in Victoria to build their LNG platform. This means that Port Adelaide and also Port Kembla have missed out on the deal. They said they're going to be investing around $250 million in the project, which is set to commence in 2018, and it should be up and running by 2020-2021. They also said today that they are going to be increasing the amount of money they're putting into renewables. They're also looking at increasing the money they're going to be spending on their rehabilitation, which means that their underlying profit in 2018 will take a hit of around $11 million. But they're still looking for good growth in their underlying earnings in 2018 of between $940 million to $1.04 billion. And today they came through with a higher than expected dividend to shareholders of 50 cents a share.